Economics Brief.
Six big ideas. Overcapacity and undercapacity. Glutology. The third brief in our series on big economic ideas looks at Say's Law.
In 1804, Jean-Baptiste Say enrolled in the National Conservatory of Arts and Crafts in Paris to learn the principles of spinning cotton. The new student was 37 years old, points out his biographer, Evert Schall, with a pregnant wife, four children, and a successful career in politics and letters trailing behind him. To resume his studies, he had turned down two lucrative offers from France's most powerful man, Napoleon Bonaparte. The ruler would have paid him handsomely to write in support of his policies. But rather than deliver orations in favour of the usurper, Say decided instead to build a cotton mill, spinning yarn, not policy. Napoleon was right to value and fear Say's pen. As a pamphleteer, editor, scholar and adviser, he was a passionate advocate for free speech, trade and markets. He had imbibed liberal principles from his heavily annotated copy of Adam Smith's The Wealth of Nations, and bolstered his patriotic credentials in battle against Prussian invaders. During breaks in the fighting, he discussed literature and political economy with other learned volunteers, almost within cannonball's reach. His greatest work was A Treatise on Political Economy, a graceful exposition and extension of Smith's economic ideas. In Say's time, as nowadays, the world economy combined strong technological progress with fitful demand, spurts of innovation with bouts of austerity. In France, output of yarn grew by 125% from 1806 to 1808, when Say was starting his factory.